You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 18th day of January 2022. I am Paul Holden, your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, bringing you your Rockies talk just about every day in the offseason and every single day during the regular season and in the offseason and postseason, a good chunk of the time too. But with the lockout, with everything, we're kind of in a little bit of an offseason mode, but that doesn't mean you're not getting Rockies podcasts every single week. Proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, and we thank you for making us your first listen of the day. And folks, I got to, again, say thank you so much for tuning in this offseason. These numbers have been great. We've been getting more engagement on Twitter, gearing up for what should be another interesting year of Rockies baseball, and we'll navigate it together. Again, like I said, my name is Paul Holden. Hey, we've been streaming a lot of these episodes live on YouTube, so if you're curious, you can follow us and subscribe there so you know when we go live. It's kind of the schedule sometimes changes. Sometimes things kind of come and go as if you're in the media biz, sometimes that happens. I want to be as consistent as possible, but sometimes the scheduling doesn't allow that, especially when you got to share the studio with two other teams that are in season and another team that's got a lot of conversation going around about them in terms of what's going to happen with the Denver Broncos and the ownership and the quarterback and the coaches and the offensive coordinators. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in all sorts of Colorado sports. So if you are interested, go check out Locked On Nuggets and Avalanche. So you are getting your coverage about those teams every day as they keep navigating through the regular season. The Avs really picking it up, looking great. Nuggets fighting through a ton of adversity this year. Joker still really, really good. Still not treated like he's an MVP. Pretty classic Denver situation and all the stuff, like I mentioned, with going on with the Broncos. So if you want to stay up to date with all your Colorado sports, the Locked On Podcast Network is a great place for you to be. And all of the hosts do such a tremendous, tremendous job bringing in their expertise and knowledge of the sports that they cover. So anyway, we are going to talk about the Rockies. That's who we're talking about here. One of, I guess, used to be the most exciting teams in Denver, but probably now on the bottom of the barrel when it comes to most excited about in terms of Colorado Rockies fandom, or Colorado sports fandom, I should say. But there's one Rocky in particular I wanted to talk more about. We did some Rockies in reviews. I did some player reviews, and honestly, we might dip back into that and look into the performances of some more players, but because especially we didn't dive into a lot of the starters and what they did. So let's dive in to at least more on, I think, going to be, and it's a question I get a lot when I do crossover episodes about a player, is Charlie Blackmon. What does a good Charlie Blackmon 2022 look like? That's what I wanted to talk about today. And for me, a good Charlie Blackmon season involves solid offensive numbers. I'm not asking Charlie Blackmon to lead the offense anymore. It would be great If he can get back and start hitting fastballs again and gets back to hitting in the 300 range, to hitting like we know Chuck can, I am all for it. But I'm hoping that we're not expecting Charlie Blackmon to shoulder that load, just like I'm expecting us to, or just like I'm hoping we're not expecting the Rockies to rely on CJ Krohn to carry the load, to rely on Elias Diaz to carry the load. Because I think these players thrive this stage of Charlie Blackmon. I think back in the past it's a different story, but this stage of Charlie Blackmon with CJ Krohn and Elias Diaz, they thrive when they can be successful and really good 280 hitters, double digit home runs and good RBI production. I'm not looking, when I see CJ Krohn, when I see 2022 Charlie Blackmon, and when I see Elias Diaz, I don't see offensive production like I do when I look at Trevor Story and hopefully Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers. Obviously, Trevor Story's gone. If the Rockies are going with the lineup now, Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers need to step up and be the offense, the big main producers of this offense. Charlie Blackmon needs to just be better. Charlie Blackmon just needs to be a little bit closer to himself, and I'm hopeful that he can get there, because his main focus is batting. I really do. I am a pro DH guy. I get it. I understand. I can see it. I'm not going to be broken up if it doesn't happen. But Charlie Blackman is much more valuable to the Rockies and can contribute much, much more if we just have to rely on his offense. If we just have to focus on that offense. Let's take a look at some Charlie Blackman numbers here and dive more into why his offense is so important to me. But first, I got to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is it's a great resource for you if you are trying to mix up your habits, mix up your snacking habits. Honestly, just to try to get rid of some of those candy bars, kind of replace something that might be a snack that you know is your guilty pleasure because you like the taste and it's not the biggest thing, it's not the most crazy thing, but Built Bar helps you get all of that goodness with something that's got a lot more benefit for you. Because it's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. And you look at all those benefits that you get there, at least the protein and the low amount of calories and sugar compared to a normal candy bar, which has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So you can go check out all the great, delicious Built Bar flavors available at Built.com, or you can check out all the other great products they have available for you at Built.com. They got the coconut almond, the peanut butter brownie, the raspberry, the cookies and cream, the salted caramel, so much more. And I got a great deal for you, 15% off your order at Built.com when you use the promo code LOCKED15. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. One more time, 15% off at Built.com when you use the promo code LOCKED15. Okay, so we're talking Charlie Blackman. We're talking about how important he is, or what a successful Charlie Blackman is, and honestly still how important he is to this team, which is very. Charlie Blackman is a veteran presence you want in your locker room. He's someone that embodies Rockies baseball. He's someone that's been has gone through one of the most roller coaster time periods of an organization. Charlie Blackman is the only position player, not the pitchers, that is left from the competitive window. Ryan McMahon obviously got some time in there. Brandon Rogers was in the system. Same with a couple of the, but they, none of the players getting everyday playing time are out there anymore. Charlie Blackman is the only consistent starter the Rockies had from their competitive window left. And that means something to the people on that roster. And that means something to the people in the front office. Charlie Blackman is a Rockies legend. And Charlie Blackman can still contribute. Because, again, let's go back. Let's take a look. In 150 games this year, Charlie Blackman still batted .270. 13 home runs, that's low. That's the biggest concern I have with Charlie Blackman. That's a plummet from home runs. 2020, 6 home runs. But when his three straight All-Star years, basically 30 home runs. 37 in 2017, 29 in 2018, and 32 in 2019. Those are numbers that I don't expect. I don't need him to hit 30 home runs, but I'd like him to hit 20. I'd like for him to get back to these batting averages in the 300s, closer to 300, because he still batted 300 during the pandemic season, 303, 314 in 2019, 291 in 2018, 331 in 2017. That's a pretty big drop-off for Chuck, and that's something we have to be worried about. And I remember reading from Purple Row that he wasn't hitting the fastball well. So he really, really needs to get that – a good Charlie Blackman on offense next year for the Rockies. Bats .290 to .300. 20 home runs. 85 RBIs. That's what I'm looking for. And maybe that batting average is a little too high, but I'm hoping he can keep that there by drawing more walks. That's enough. I want all the Rockies to draw more walks next year. I want the Rockies to lead baseball in walks. I want the Rockies to lead baseball in longest counts. I think that is something that is not utilized enough by the Rockies. Because when I watch teams in the AL West, when watching the Mariners and watching the Astros throughout some of my work and some stuff throughout the season last year, these at-bats are long. These are quality at-bats, and even if they're ending in a strikeout, a groundout or something, if you can stretch an at-bat out to 5, 6, 7, 8 pitches, that matters. That matters big time. If you can get in there, mess with rhythms, take good, productive at-bats, that's going to be huge. And especially if you're Charlie Blackmon, where you're sitting at a point where you just regressed, how do you get back? Where do you? What is he looking at, and how does he want to get better this year? Because this is one sign of regression. I mean, this is one big step back season. Are we going to see more now that he's older? Probably. That's why I'm not asking him to be the guy, but I'm asking him to get that batting average up, try to put the ball over the wall a little bit more, and contribute just a little bit more on offense. I mean, a 20-point increase in batting average is a good chunk, but for a player like Charlie Blackmon, that should be the standard. That's what we should expect from Chuck Nasty if he's going to continue to contribute every day to this team. If Charlie Blackmon is batting sub 270 and you have to rely on his offense in right field, you have to start asking questions. That's when you start looking potentially at the deadline. That's when you start looking of what's going to happen with moving him. I don't think the Rockies would move him, but again, you have all these pieces in the outfield. You're potentially adding another outfield bat in the offseason, hopefully. To fit into the puzzle still, Charlie Blackmon has to contribute on offense. Has to. It is of the utmost importance that is what Charlie Blackmon is looking at for his game. Because we know what we're getting on defense. I would obviously like him to get better on defense, but that's not what we're focusing on. I mean, if he can survive in right field enough, not hurt the Rockies on defense and contribute 20 points more on his batting average, gets more home, seven more home runs, and how many RBIs did he have last year? And two more RBIs, or seven more RBIs, I think it said 85 is what I was looking for. That shouldn't be that hard for Charlie Blackmon to do. I don't think that's asking too much at this stage in his career. Because he needs to lead by example as well for these players. I know he's the leader in that clubhouse. I know he's one of the big veteran guys. And I'm sure that, I mean, and he's, again, 270 is not horrible. 13 home runs. Last year when offense was down, yeah, but that's a big, when we look at the career of Charlie Blackmon, that is a big step back. Now, I do think he's capable of stepping up and coming back in. This year, I mean, it's still going to be weird, but maybe a little bit more normal of a spring training, maybe just a different approach. I would imagine he's probably spending a good chunk of this offseason figuring out what the heck was going on with fastballs and why he wasn't able to hit them. I believe in Charlie Blackmon, but I believe Charlie Blackmon cannot be, when we're sitting there and evaluating this team and looking to this team in 2022, he cannot be the person to say that's who we're counting on to lead our offense, because that just, I don't think, is going to be there. Now, that's when we got to turn to Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers and say, this is your ship right now in terms of, like, when you're looking at that core, 3-4, 2-5, Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers have to play huge roles in that part of the lineup. Charlie Blackmon should figure into that still. And if he's contributing more, and if we can get 2021 CJ Cron and Elias Diaz at the dish, we'll be happy. Well, set most of 2021 for Elias Diaz. That's the other thing we have to remember about these players that did finish well with the Rockies. We did see them really, really cold. We saw them really, really not be able to perform. It's something we do have to keep in mind. That is why it is still so critical that the Rockies go out and get a big bat. You cannot lose Trevor Story and not replace him. There has to be something, because that is just the offense is not going to compete with it just isn't going to be able to keep up. We saw it not be able to keep up last year. We saw it not be able to keep up the year before that with more offensive threats on the team. Clearly, this is not working in the ways that they want. And relying on the constructed roster of the Rockies right now, the people that are on the team, if you do not bring a bat into that lineup, the Rockies are going to struggle to produce high offense numbers. They might score. They will be fine. But they will not be a league-leading team in offense like they need to be. And Charlie Blackmon is going to have to play a big role in that. Again, the Rockies are still going to look at and rely on Charlie Blackmon big time this year. And there's some interesting stuff about Charlie Blackmon that our friends over at Rockspile wrote about. And we're going to dive into that here in just a moment. But first, Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. Well, not march to the playoffs. It's full-time playoffs. It's super wild card weekend just wrapped up in the NFL. But there's plenty of other action getting closer and closer to the playoffs and plenty of playoff football left. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. That's a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, and it's even easier when you get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you sign up today using the promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, where the game starts. Heading over to Rockspile, the fan-sided Rockies website here. We got an article from Aaron Hurt. Colorado Rockies are discovering what a mistake it is to have a long-term contract on its players. For a player in his 30, that is backloaded. The Los Angeles Angels learned that mistake the hard way with Albert Pujols by owing him $30+ million in the year of the twilight of his career. Squandered a handful of seasons for the Angels to build around the best player in the majors in the prime of his career. Colorado Rockies are not in the same position as the Angels, as they are definitely not a couple pieces away from the World Series run. However, they are also dealing with a bad contract that is keeping them from a full-fledged rebuild. Colorado Rockies have already shed a ton of payroll as the horrible contract of the Ian Desmond era has ended. Trevor Story returning to a huge deal is not happening, and some of Nolan Arenado's contract is off the book after last year's trade debacle. And yes, thank you, Aaron, for the apology for the reminder. That leaves one player remaining with a large contract before the Rockies can really start turning things around. Charlie Blackmon. In 2018, coming off a record-setting season for the most RBI by the leadoff hitter in a season, 103, the Rockies gave the then 31-year-old Blackmon a six-year, $108 million deal. Early on, he lived up to his contract by helping the Rockies reach the playoffs in 18 and consecutive All-Star appearances in 18 and 19. However, since then, 2018, by the way. However, since then, his skills have slowly diminished. He'll be entering 22, coming off the worst season in his career, where he slashed 270, 351, 411 with 13 home runs, 78 RBIs, and 76 runs scored in 150 games. His OPS of 96 is the lowest of his career in a season where he has played more than 50 games. Those slash numbers aren't terrible. However, when they are from a player who will be making $21 million this season and will turn the ripe old age of 36 in July, it is hard to imagine that they will improve. It's tough. Aaron makes a lot of great points there. It was that time of Rockies contracts that the only one that did make sense was the Nolan one. And then the stuff that came out about what they added into the Nolan one didn't make sense. But this is tough. This is a put up or shut up season type of deal for the Rockies and Charlie Blackmon. If Charlie Blackmon is not performing the way that he can, the Rockies might look to move him, but they probably are going to find it very hard to do so. But that contract, I forgot how much money that Charlie Blackmon got. And again, I don't think it's the worst contract to still have, but right now, after last season, you're really asking about it. If he 36 years old, can he get those 20 point bump in batting average? Can he get those home runs I'm looking for him to get? Can he get those RBIs that I'm looking for him to get? That's we have to see. Cause there's a lot of questions still there, but I don't necessarily think the contract of Charlie Blackmon is holding the Rockies back from committing to a full rebuild or something like that. It's a factor. It's a lot of money. Yeah, absolutely. But let's be honest. This team has never embraced the rebuild mindset. This team has never entertained that idea. They don't even like the term. So, I don't know. I don't think it's it's a factor holding the Rockies back from rebuilding, but it's bigger than that. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thank you so much for joining us and making us your first listen of the day. Please follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave a review on your favorite podcast service if you like the show. We'd love those 5 stars if you think it's a 5-star show. I think you're a 5-star audience for what it for what it's worth. But we'll be back talking more Rockies baseball throughout the week. Don't quite know what we're going to talk about yesterday. I got a couple ideas floating around in the old noggin, but we'll figure it out and keep you guys in suspense waiting for what's up for next year. But in the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow, but this is going to be up on YouTube for you to check out the video. If you'd like, subscribe to us there. And if you want to go win some money, go check out Locked On Bets. You can go win some money with your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs with your boy Q and insight from Lee Sterling. It's a great place to make some dough. We'll be back. More Rockies talk this week. Coming real, real soon. Follow me at PaulHolden33. And until next time. This is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.